This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, who's ready for a little players' lounge?
I'm ready for a little players' lounge.
I said, who's ready for a little players' lounge? Let's go! Yeah, baby, here we go, live from Chickies and Pete's. South Philadelphia Players Lounge, brought to you by Bud Light. Man, what an honor. I get to sit next to the man who was the Arthur Ashe Male Sports Scholar of the Year himself, the Kobe Dean, and the Man of the Year, Ike Reese. I am Rob Ellis. What's up, fellas? How we doing?
And
all
how
our
doing?
Friends here at Chickies. Yeah. Appreciate you guys hanging out.
Like, what up, Robbie?
Good to see you, man.
Yeah,
Ike,
nice,
it's a pleasure.
Y'all too.
How cool is this? Because, you know, last year you did the show, and let's face it, you know, you were playing special teams, you were contributing, there's no doubt about that, but you're playing now, man. You're back to your natural habitat of being out there on the field.
Definitely.
In attack mode.
Definitely.
How good, give me the difference between the Kobe Dean 2022 and 2023 just from a mindset standpoint.
Man, other than just being better, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, other than just being better in all aspects of life, you know, I'm as hungry as ever. As hungry as ever and ready to get out and play football again, you know, with the guys. Just is so excited for this game this week.
A lot of people want to know or see, I should say, your growth as a player. What areas do you think you've gotten better from your rookie year to this year that sort of is going to allow you to be successful and has prepared you for this role that you're going to play now?
Everything. I would say as far as being the linebacker, depending on what positions I'm playing in coverage, I've become more patient as far as zone coverage instead of become more patient letting routes, you know,
develop.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Letting routes develop and being able to not only have eyes on the quarterback but also peak routes. So little things like that, me watching more film, watching more NFL film, and seeing more NFL-based offenses, I was able to get a better feel for the route trees in the NFL.
How tough was – I mean, look, I got to imagine that's the first time in your entire life you probably weren't starting at some level, right? Or close to it.
It wasn't the first night. I didn't start my freshman year at Georgia either.
But it's been a minute, right?
Yeah.
So how hard is it to balance – hey, I can sit back and learn a lot watching these guys and all the things you just laid out versus, man, I'm dying to get out there. The competitor in me needs to get out there.
Yeah, I wanted to play. Everybody knew I wanted to play. You know, you wanted to get out there good, bad, and indifferent. I wanted to get out there and play and fly around. So, but, you know, I'm just harping on the opportunity that I got now, and I plan on taking full advantage of it.
Man, you got – we joke about – this being Georgia North now, like we got all your Bulldog brother.
Yeah,
that has to feel good for you and for all you guys. And listen,
definitely.
Rob, I'll tell you, man, when you're in college playing, right? And I know he's at Georgia, and it's a different time than it was 25 years ago. Being in college as an athlete, we didn't have NIL deals and all that type of stuff. But you build a brotherhood and a bond
100%.
With guys. You're becoming from a boy to a man in college, and these are the guys you're growing with, and not everybody gets drafted into the NFL.
Right.
Right.
And so, N'Kobe is in a situation where a lot of his teammates got drafted, but he's on a team where he's playing with a lot of those guys. That has to be a sense of comfort for you as well.
Yeah.
For all you guys, not just you, but the other guys too.
It's a sense of, like, you know, it's like you're proud of your guys, you know, like I said, I don't know if y'all know, me and Nolan, we was roommates when we first got to college.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so we came in literally together the same year. We was roommates, and we used to sit in the living room, all four of the roommates at the time. It was me, him, Trayvon Walker, who got drafted last year.
Okay.
And then we got one more who transferred, who's still playing now. But we used to sit in the living room and talk about having the opportunity to play the game at this level.
Right.
And not only play the game at this level, but at a high tick, you know what I'm saying? So to see those guys, all the guys that we brought in, you know, it's definitely a proud moment, and it's almost surreal. But now, it, of course, like you said, it's comforting to have those guys with me because you get a different sense of outside motivation. You know, they give you a different sense of outside motivation because you got eyes on them every day. You got eyes on them every day. You motivate them, and they motivate you directly and indirectly because you look at them as brothers right from the jump.
I got to guess, just to stay on Ike's question here. So for you last year with Jordan, it was cool because you guys were experiencing things through the same eyes, right, as rookies.
Right.
How much have you and Jordan been able to help the guys this year, say a Nolan Smith, say a Jalen, that you've been through it, right, for a year? How big has that been? It sounds crazy, but you kind of mentoring them through this year.
I wouldn't say mentor. I would not say mentor.
How about help?
I'd say help because, you know, we all peers.
Yeah,
we all peers. Like, we all the same. We all the same age or around the same age. So it's like we all kind of help each other in a sense. Of course, us being here for a year, we kind of know more stuff about the Philly or how the team's working and everything. So we help them out with that and tell them where to go, where not to go. Different places to eat and things like that. So us having, you know, our feet wet in the city, definitely, I hope, I don't want to speak for them, but I hope it made it easier transition than me and JD had.
All right, I'm excited about N'Kobe Dean playing linebacker, right? I talk a lot of trash on the radio during the day about you playing linebackers. I think you're going to come out and surprise a lot of people. There's a lot of people, they want to believe, but they need to see to believe.
Yeah.
And this is the one thing that I've said about you, N'Kobe. As a smaller guy, I'm tall, but I've always been slender myself. So size is something I've always answered about whether or not you can play. And I said it this way. I said, you've played at a high level for a lot of programs, high school, college, and it's never been an issue.
Right.
You know how to play football, the game of football.
Right.
What type of player are we going to get when you hit the field Sunday? What type of linebacker are we looking at when you hit the field Sunday?
It's going to be relentless. You know, the thing is, I kind of, you know, pride myself on playing with the chip on my shoulder and playing with that tenacity that I bring and the energy and that passion that I bring to the game. So I plan on bringing that and also bringing that calmness and poise as a guy who's had a little bit of a taste of the game, you know, not just trying to be out there with my eyes like buck wide.
Yeah.
I
know what that's like,
but I do feel more comfortable in the position. I do feel like our guys, we're going to be ready to go and excited for the first game.
All right, for people who maybe didn't see Georgia football last year, give us a little scouting report on what we're getting here with Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith.
Oh, yeah, up front.
Yeah.
Come on now. They just like everybody else. Everybody got to see it to believe, but they going to see it. You know, those guys, they can go. I know they can go. And when I first got with the Eagles, I used to call Nolan there and all the time and tell him how it be when you get to the league. And I remember he pulled me to the side. He was like, this is exactly how you say it. I was like, yeah. Like, you can really dominate in the league if you just, you know, do your 111 and do it to the best of your ability and use what you know you got and to the best of your ability. You know, Jalen. Jalen is crazy. Y'all going to see it.
He's got a BG kind of motor, doesn't he?
Yeah, y'all going to see it.
Yeah, and you're hearing nothing but positive things about really Jordan and Jalen from training camp and how they've been practicing and how Jalen has really looked like what a lot of people were sort of projecting him to be prior to the draft. A lot of people felt like this is the most talented player in the draft, that there weren't these needy quarterback teams. He could have very easily been the number one overall pick. That's the type of talent he has.
Yeah. I mean, you know, projections are projections, but he don't harp on them, and we don't harp on them. We got the opportunity. It's time to go now. You know, it don't matter how we got here or when we got here. We here, and it's time to go.
And you're going to be wearing the green dot. That has to be to get that responsibility. Your first year as being the starter, you're going to be out there, the quarterback of the defense.
Right.
What's that been like for you? Now, you're like you probably got the least amount of experience of the 11 players out there, right? From the NFL standpoint.
Me and Reed.
You and Reed. Yes. Yeah. Forgot about Reed. Like, that's another one. He just snuck in there, and now he's our starting safety. I didn't see that happen.
Yeah, he
snuck in there, and we're pleasantly happy that he's out there. But what's that like for you being in front of the huddle and having to lead these guys?
Well, yeah, you had to. I had to build that confidence over the off season and up to now, over the whole training camp. Had to build that confidence not only in myself, but I had to give those other guys confidence. You know, I had to get a flex in the BG's confidence in me that I can get him the call and I can make it, and not only make it, but be crisp with it, you know.
Yeah.
One thing that Flex told me, he said, look, a good play starts with a good huddle. So, you know, as long as everybody get the call and everybody on the same page, then we can get it rolling.
That is so true. Like, if we're going to play, if we didn't get the right call in, as long as all of us got the wrong call, that means we're all playing the wrong defense together. Exactly. It's so true.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Right? You'd be surprised sometimes that hurry-up offense get going.
Wishful thinking on my part. But, Nakobe, we hear about the culture, right, all the time. And I want to ask you specifically about this part of it with the Eagles. The guys, the older guys, the vets, you just named a couple, Fletch, et cetera. But how big have they been for you from rookie year now into your second year in terms of being guys you can just bounce stuff off, or they're going to pull you aside and say, hey, man, you might want to look at that, or, you know, this works better, whatever. How big is that part been for
you? It's been big just because those guys who've been in the Eagles organization for a while, they set the standard, you know. And they always – if you hear them talk about the standard, they talk about the guys who came before them, who set that Philadelphia Eagles standard before them. So it runs deep, you know, and they continue to set that standard in type of play and type of way we practice and type of way we go about our business and the connection that we feel in the locker room. They are continuing to set that even now.
You're liking getting a chance to work with Sean Desai, new defensive coordinator?
Definitely. So that was the biggest thing when it came to wearing the green dot. You know, of course I got to hear JG, whatever he had to say in practice and everything. So I got to hear that last year. Now we got Desai. Definitely way different the way he do it. You know, way different as far as the tips he give you, what he's seeing, how he calling the play in and everything. So it's definitely different.
Are we going to see things fundamentally similar in terms of approach with some little twist here from what we saw last year to this year, you think?
It's a different defense.
It is, okay.
It's definitely a different defense. So, it's that's all I can say.
You don't want to give us assume, the game plan.
No, I'm not. Hey, tell me everything the Patriots are going to do right now. No, kidding. But I do think, don't we normally just assume, hey, well, philosophically, they're kind of the same.
Sure,
maybe this is going to look a lot different than we thought it would look.
Yeah, and I think a lot of fans are hoping that it is. And put it this way. There's a perception that the defenses weren't as aggressive blitzing-wise and all of that. So people want to know whether or not that's going to be a different philosophy, and will Sean Desai be more of a guy who takes chances and give you guys an opportunity to make plays?
There's going to be times when we be able to take our shots. There's going to be times when we got to, you know, sit back, close back, and track.
Yep.
So he always emphasized that. So the hard hat going to, you know, fall on somebody in a play. And embracing the hard hat, he liked to say.
Go ahead, Rob.
Talk to us about Matt Patricia and what he's brought to the table. Obviously, probably a key role this week, I would assume. But just generally, what he's done for you guys as, you know, an assistant with Sean.
Yeah, definitely. Patricia has been great as far as in providing any and all information about anything.
Right.
About he always give you little keys about it'd be little small details that I feel like make big differences about keeping your eyes open when you strike, or actually looking at the blocker right before you strike before you won't miss with your hands. So little things like that, he always keeping your head, and he kind of, you know, he's sitting in the back of the of our meetings, and you can ask him any question, and he gonna provide how he feel about it.
That's awesome.
And what he sees and the different things that he feels can work against certain things.
Let me get the name right, because I got three names running through my head. It's Zach Cunningham, right? Okay, Zach. I was going to say Nick Cunningham, but it's Nick Morrow. I knew I had the names messed up. Zach. So how's that been? I know he got to camp a little late. They brought him in. He seems to insert himself in there, and the coaches feel like he's going to be able to play a big role. I know they brought Nicholas Morrow back, but it seems like it's going to be you and Zach out there as the starters. What's that been like working next to him, and what are some of the things that, for those of us who may not have watched him play in the past. Right. What can we expect to see out of Zach Cunningham?
Right, physical. You know, physical, definitely a big run-stopping guy. I used to watch him in college.
Okay.
So I was watching him in college. My linebacker coach was a big fan of him, so he used to show us all the
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, okay. I used to show him all the videos of the film of him, you know, stopping the run and him doing certain plays. So you're going to get a long guy. But, you know, all those guys in the linebacker room, I trust any of those guys to come up. And,
I like,
know,
Christian Ellis, too.
Yeah.
He just spells his name wrong. What? We got to get rid of that one S, Nickobe. My last name's Ellis. Nickobe's like, what is this guy talking about? No, he's talking about physical.
Oh, yeah. He'll likes to fly around,
definitely,
too, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So defensively, for you, I got to ask, because last year, obviously, it was a little bit of a different role.
Mm.
But this year, we know why the Eagles don't generally play their starters in the preseason, and it worked. All 22 guys started the Super Bowl last year, so nobody's arguing with it. But for you, would you like to have gotten a chance to get out there and hit some people?
Well, I did.
I mean, a little bit more than you did.
Okay. Yeah. I was able to make some tackles out there.
Okay.
All right. Forced a fumble.
I got a few. But, I mean, yeah, it's you know, it's hard. Every first couple games of the season, the beginning of every season, no matter in whatever level of football you're seeing, from high school to league, the main things that you gotta that you look at is ball security and tackling.
Yeah.
Those almost lack. So coaches have did a good job putting emphasis on tackling and ball security. So we've been definitely working.
And to me, Nickobe, your personality sort of matches Jalen's on the offensive side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're young. You still have, to me, a maturity about yourself. Mm-hmm. Talking with you last year a lot, you talked about how much you love to study.
Yeah.
You're in there as a film junkie. Mm-hmm. Like, as a young player, you don't usually have guys that way. And I think that's what's helped Jalen be as successful as he is, along with his work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you take pride in, of being, like, a student of the game as well?
100%. Being a student of the game has helped me from ninth grade up until now. You know, it's going to continue to help me until I'm done playing ball. You know, I feel like being a student of the game is the things that separate guys from everybody can run fast, everybody can jump high, everybody can go. But when you play in a position like middle linebacker in the NFL, being a student of the game going to separate you from the being regular and mediocre.
Mm. You ever think about when you, I mean, you got a long way before your career is done, but coaching.
Man,
because you remind me of D'Amico Ryans. So, that's what you kind of remind me of.
Yeah, he's got that vibe. Yeah.
I told myself I don't think I coach. But I used to say that because in college they used to recruit. I'm not a recruiter.
You don't want
to
be a recruiter.
Not a recruiter, so we'll see.
Yeah. Well, you got your cerebral, so teaching the game and knowing the game, so. That's always
could be a good analyst.
Yes, sir.
Don't be taking our job. Yeah. All right. Play for about 20 more years. That we'll see what happens. Let me ask you. A lot of guys utilize the chip on the shoulder thing. And for you, going 83rd overall, going where you went, is that something that's in the back of your mind?
Yeah, I live it. Mm-hmm. I live it since I was in high school. Mm-hmm. Since I was in ninth grade, you hit on being an undersized linebacker.
Yeah.
I've gotten that since forever. Since I started playing linebacker in ninth grade. So that chip on my shoulder, the way I play the game, has always been there.
Uh-huh.
So, I 100% I live it.
I love it.
And that's great. I love the fact that when you look at our defense, right, I was talking earlier, there's a nice mixture of veterans. Mm-hmm. You got your BGs, your Fletchers, you know, guys like that. Or even Hassan. Even though he's only been an Eagle for two years.
Josh Sweat.
Yeah, Josh Sweat. These guys have been around the league for a while. But then you have that mixture of young guys in there as well. One of the guys I've been watching all preseason and love watching him fly around is Sidney Brown.
Yeah.
Woo. That guy, you got to be excited to have.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of good young players in the secondary that'll fly up and hit you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those guys, the work they put in and the type of him coming into the room, I've seen a different type of work ethic that he brought to the room as far as in the DB room, in the DB practices, as far as the energy and like you said, the way he fly around, you see that and it's contagious, you know, it's palpable. When you see him flying around like that, make you want to fly around
exactly.
Like that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Y'all seen in preseason.
He's got a Bob Sanders feel to him, Mike.
Yeah.
He does, man. And I hopefully hold up a long time. But he's got that missile, kind of approach to him.
That's Timmy Hawk, the missile.
Yes.
Just a piece of advice when you're playing with guys like that. you might catch some friendly fire every once in a while. Yeah. Brian Dawkins have caught you. Yeah, he's caught me once or twice. Yeah.
I hear you.
Those guys are just seeking and destroying, so you better get moving.
They don't swivel.
Yeah, they hit everything that's moving out there.
That's right. All right, let's get a quick timeout with the Kobe. We're hanging out with the Kobe Dean. This is the Players Lounge from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, sponsored by Bud Light. He's Ike Reese. I'm Rob Ellis. Right back. We'll get a little bit more into this Patriots game and his next game coming up after that, which is quick turnaround Thursday night. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we are back. Yes, Chickies and Pete's, Players Lounge, South Philadelphia, hanging out with you, Rob Ellis, N'Kobe Dean, brought to you by Bud Light. N'Kobe, we just heard your head coach, Nick Sirianni, and we, you know, we see him from the outside. We see the excitement, the exuberance, everything that he brings to the table, man. And you, look, you played for motivational coaches in your day, Kirby, et cetera. Tell me a little bit about what it's like on a daily basis with Nick in terms of the energy, attention to detail, everything that he brings to the table.
I feel like his attention to detail is second to none. The way he harps on the little things. I mean, of course, he's an offensive coach, so definitely from the offensive side of the ball, just hearing the little things he talk about how the receivers got lined up on the hash instead of two steps to the left of the hash, and that 1 second can throw off the timing of the route. And little things like that, the way he harps on the details is second to none, and the energy he brings, being a young player coach, I just love it.
It does seem like receivers are the ones who get it the most with him. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? even the quarterbacks, he's not quite as on them as he is with the
wideouts. I see him on everybody, so.
Yeah, I hear you. That's what I like about him, though. I think he is a player's coach, but he's not afraid to bring it when he sees something
100%,
he doesn't like.
100%. He'll definitely he holds people accountable.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things that he holds true is accountability. He hold us accountable, we hold him accountable, and vice versa. Everybody in that building can hold each other accountable.
How big is that you can communicate? I know sometimes whether it's a coach or whether it's a boss where you feel like, I don't know that I can go talk to him. Is it an open door thing with Nick?
Yeah, it's always good to be able to do that. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's not the easiest thing in the world to hold somebody accountable. You know, definitely the younger you are or, you know, guys been in the league for 10-plus years, it's not – necessarily an easy thing to go tell them, hey, we got to run, take a couple more steps of that ball. You know, we got to run out the stack. We got
to – need you to tighten up your technique a little.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it is, it's not easy for him. I'm sure it's not as easy for him to tell somebody like that who's been playing the game for
– Yeah, like what are you telling Jason Kelce?
I know, yeah, been playing the game for over a decade, how to do or he need to do something better. So – but he does it.
Yeah.
He does it, and I respect that. You know, I respect that he hold everybody accountable, hold everybody to the standard.
How much better are you made every day going against that offense, whether it's the line, how talented they are at the skill positions, et cetera?
Man, like it's almost like going against them all the time in their offense and that whole system and the offensive line and the receivers in Jalen, going against them then – being able to go against somebody else is almost it's like night and day almost with certain things. You know, as far as the O-line, I feel like we got the best O-line in the league.
Yeah,
we have had it, the best O-line in the league. So, just, you know, playing against those guys every day definitely makes us better.
All right, I know he's a couple years older than you, but – and Ike made the comp how you guys carry yourselves very similar, very focused, very, very into your job. But, man, what is it like? What was it like for you when you first got to be around Jalen Hurts all the time? I mean, at one point you're like, I can't even believe this guy's real, the way that he's just locked in as he is.
Yeah, he takes his job serious. You know, you see the type of when I got there, you know, you got to look at the guys who've been there for a little while and look at the guys you think going to be here for a little while, you know.
Yep.
And I feel like looking at Jalen last year was like, this example, this is what I got to do to be here as far as doing all the things extra, you know. And figuring out the things that work for yourself. You know, everybody's different. You know, as far as treatment plan,
right,
to how you watch film, to just your everyday routine or how you go about your day, but just seeing how serious he is and how he try to walk into the lead and how he is in that leadership role and how he not only is in it, but he the way he carries himself day by day, you know, it's definitely something to look up to.
That's the crazy thing. Like, it struck us even before last year, before you arrived, when he took over the job, like, we're hearing, like, the older guys quoting him. Like, you're hearing, like, Fletcher Cox or BG or Lane Johnson. Yeah, you know what? Jalen says this. Like, you don't see that often, where guys who have been around 10 years are quoting the guy who's been here for 2 years, mm-hmm. who's 22 years old. That's really unique.
Yeah. Everybody got their own purpose, you know. Jalen got it, and Jalen got his purpose. And he just speaks. He just speaks what feels to him, and how he feel like the team should hear whenever he gets the opportunity to address the team. You know, and I feel like all the leaders on the team do that. All the captains on the team do that. So, and we respect it. We respect it, and everything they hear and everything they tell us, we hear it and we take it. We take it in because they've been here, they've done that.
Yeah. How big, and we're hanging out here at the Players Lounge with N'Kobe Dean from Chickies and Pete's, South Philly, if you want to stop on out and say hi. But how big is it? I mean, you come from a winning program, man. Mm-hmm. You won a national championship.
100%.
Your guys who were rookies, back-to-backs.
1-2.
How big advantage is it for them? Think about it from this sense. Like, you guys are trying to get back to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, right, as a team. Those rookies coming in know what it's like to go back-to-back to get a natty. Like, you know, and I know it's not the same exact thing. I get it. But at least from a mindset standpoint, they look at it and they say, you know what, man, we had to put that aside and go after it again last year. There's a carryover there that you could have with those guys.
The biggest carryover is the mindset, like you say. Yeah. It's having a winning mindset, you know. It's having a mindset of not wanting to be complacent ever, no matter how good we're doing. No matter what type of adversity we're going through in the season, it's always working to be better and playing to the standard. And that's the mindset, you know, continuing to have that winning mindset that the main goal is to win. And that's why we're here. And I'm pretty sure those guys carried it over from Georgia.
Off the field stuff, obviously, it's big. You can give them the lay of the land in Philly, go out to eat here, hang out, whatever. But when you guys are on the field together, having played together, is there a big advantage there, or do we make too much of that? Just you kind of know where this guy's going to be, what he likes to do, what his strength is, his tendency. I got to get over, you know, 6 inches here because I know he kind of likes to go that way. Is that real?
In some sorts, okay. Right? In some sorts. For me, is nice because it's a D-line. It's a D-line in front of me. So I know if JD taking on a big JD taking on a double, I might want to keep my depth, don't get buried too far behind him because I might not be able to see the running back. The running back high behind that double team and JD because they just he's just so huge. So little things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely take that.
That's pretty cool. I didn't think about it. I guess you could, that would work too in practice because you got some guys who aren't the tallest guys in the world with Boston and Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I don't know what running back couldn't hide behind JD when he take it on the double team.
What human being couldn't, right?
Exactly.
With those guys, man. Unbelievable size-wise. All right, tell us a little bit about the Patriots. I'm not asking you to give away the game plan here, but from what you see, film study, the install, all the stuff you guys are looking at with them, you know, just what they're bringing.
Oh, yeah. They got Bill O'Brien back on as offensive coordinator. You know, I played him in college.
Yeah.
But it's different, you know. The league and college is definitely different. But they got some good players. Mm-hmm. You know, they got some good players, and I know they're gonna be hungry. They got some nice new players. Definitely great running backs, big running backs to run the ball. So I know they're gonna be hungry. Definitely coming out first game of the season.
Yeah, they got Juju Smith-Schuster, who you guys saw. Yep. You know, Zeke. You know, some guys you faced last year for sure. I heard when I was coming in, I was listening. I think you might have been here as well, but the guys were talking to Brandon and just kind of walking through some of the things with the Super Bowl. I don't want to get into too many details of it, but for you, and I know you were a rookie too, and kind of, I'm sure your head's spinning the whole year, but like, not the loss necessarily, but what was it like, the whole build-up that the week? Were you like, man, I'm a rookie and I'm here in the biggest game that there is? What was that like for you?
I just was where my feet were.
Yeah, trying not to let it get to you too much.
Not let it get to me too much. Don't want to make too much of it, but just know how blessed I am to be in that position. So, but I was where my feet were, you know, taking it day at a time just like I am now, trying to be 1-0 every day. So that was the biggest thing, just trying to be where my feet are and just working to be the best where we can, where we can just go perform.
To have success, yeah. So what is it that keeps you grounded? You obviously are a very focused guy, mm-hmm. you know, and someone who's got your eye on the prize, the important stuff, not the other stuff.
Right.
You tend to get guys in trouble sometimes. Where does that come from?
I know where I come from. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm from Horn Lake, Mississippi. My school, we didn't have too many guys of any guys going big power five D1. My mama harped on education. I had a speech impediment growing up, so it was like all those things I had to work through growing up for myself. I know what I've been through, and it's humbled me. So, and I know where I want to be. I know where I want to be. So, just trying to stay focused. You know, stay focused and have that laser-like focus towards my goals. That kind of drives me and pushes me more than anything. But I would say most of the projects come from where I started. My family, my mother, the way she pushed me growing up, the way all my family, my brothers, my sisters, my siblings, my aunties, my cousins.
All held you accountable, right?
Yeah, everybody held everybody accountable, right. In my family. So just kind of the way I grew up. So definitely.
Was there ever a minute where maybe the head was getting a little bit big and your mom was like, whoa, slow down, man. Like, you remember who you are here. Don't let that happen.
No. No, I wouldn't say no. Because if anything, my mom probably would have boosted my head up.
Right. If you had a tough game, she'd say, you know, it's going to be all right.
Yeah. I don't think nobody in the world is harder on me than myself.
Yeah. Yep.
So she was the one who kept me being
she was
realistic.
Your biggest cheerleader in the sense that keep, hey man, everything's gonna be positive.
Yeah,
you know, that kind
kept
of
me thing. Kept me optimistic, you know, and I credit her for my optimistic mentality and approach to a lot of things.
You mentioned the educational piece. You know, you weren't a guy who just showed up and did basket weaving at Georgia. You're a serious student, man. I mentioned earlier the Arthur Ashe Male Sports Scholar of the Year. And you're an engineering major,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was. So I still got like 26 hours to graduate.
Yep.
So
I but plan I know on. You're still doing it, right?
Yeah, I plan on finishing one. I'm not doing it now.
No, I know.
But I plan on finishing one day.
Yeah.
But it's crazy you say basket weaving. My mama, when we was on my college visit, she would always say, you getting your school paid for. She'll tell the coaches and everything. My son, he's not going to major in basket weaving or dog walking catching. So it was funny you said that. So yeah, it was all, but my whole life it was education. I have nobody in my family before me who played college ball,
right?
You know, on my mother's side of my family, so nobody played college ball in any type of sport.
Is that right?
Or any sport, any athletes. It wasn't too many who played sports in high school. So it was like, when I first got my offer, she was like, oh, they gonna pay for everything. Yeah, it was like, so it was all education growing up. It was never sports and ball or anything.
That gets you. That's going to get you where you want to go.
Exactly.
Is that education.
Exactly.
Where did it, you say you're from Mississippi. You obviously ended up at Georgia, and I'm sure you didn't regret it for one second.
Mm-hmm.
But where else did you look? What else was in the mix for you?
Of course, the in-state schools, you know.
Ole Miss,
people,
Mississippi
State. Everybody made it hard. You know, the state made it hard for me to leave, but. Most of the SEC, to be honest, there wasn't too many schools I thought can bring me out to SEC. I know I wanted to stay here. I don't even think I watched, like, until, like, late.
You know what Penn State was?
Yeah, until late in the season, I don't even think I watched nothing but SEC college ball.
That's where you're from. It makes sense.
Yeah, so I knew I was staying in the SEC, so, you know, the LSUs and Bama's in Georgia.
Okay. All right. Lastly, you see a guy like Jalen who just gets paid in a big way,
mm-hmm.
but still goes back and get his master's, man. Like, what did it tell you about the kind of character that guy has?
Yeah, it speaks volumes. He is who he is, you know, You know, it's crazy that a lot of people, he got to, you know, do all this just for people to realize because he's been here for, what, 3 years?
Four now.
4 years, yeah. He's been here for 4 years. So it's like, it's crazy he had to do all that for people to realize. But he's been that guy. He's been that guy who put in the work, who always wanted to better himself. You know, and it goes back to having that mentality of always want to get better and not becoming complacent.
Yeah, no question. All right, let's get a quick timeout. We'll come back, N'Kobe. We'll keep getting into your now you got it, man. Now you're a starter. There's watching from the sidelines, uh-huh. That's for sure. But we'll cover that. We'll get into a bunch of other aspects of what's happening with the Eagles as we gear up here for the game on Sunday against the Patriots. He's N'Kobe Dean. I am Rob Ellis. You are listening to the Players Lounge live, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Players Lounge, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. Rob Ellis hanging out with my man N'Kobe Dean, getting set for week one. How excited! Like, we just had a bunch of folks come up. Our guy had your jersey.
Yeah.
That's got to be so cool, man, to see that, right?
Yeah, they excited for the season. We excited for the season.
How quickly did you realize? Look, you played football in a fervent college town, man, in Athens, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how quickly was it like, wow, this is a little different here in Philadelphia for you when you got here last year?
Matter of fact, when I got drafted, everybody who was hitting my social medias up and texting me, I was like, oh, these fans are a little different out here. good different, but
yeah,
different.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good different. I like that. I like the good different. Got a game tonight. We got the Lions and the Chiefs. Are you one who watches other games too? Or you?
I am.
Okay,
I am. I'm a fan of football. So yeah,
You'd be surprised though. Some of your teammates are just like, hey man, if we're not playing, I'm not watching.
You ain't got to tell me. You know, I had guys like that in college and everything. So yeah, I'm a fan of football. So yeah, if football on, you know, I watch it.
Yeah.
I try not to be too. Sometimes I try to enjoy it, not be too analytical of it. But sometimes I can't help myself.
I always wonder about that because I used to, way back in the day, do a show with John Runyon, and he would say, man, I'm looking at the offensive line. I'm looking at technique. I couldn't even tell you where the ball went. I'm watching what the tackle did. Are you that way with linebackers?
Yeah. Most times I just kind of hone in on the play, and it's not just linebackers. It's certain people. Sometimes I'm watching the offensive lineman and seeing what type of techniques he's using, because you see different linemen or different D-line, O-line, or outside rushers do different things. You kind of – and even say an outside rusher made a crazy move, but quarterback got the ball out fast. Of course, they're not going to highlight that. But it's like, oh.
Yeah.
And now I can go back on my iPad and look at the game and be like, okay, yeah, that move was crazy.
What's the game day routine? Is like, say it's a 425 this Sunday, right?
Yeah,
you guys
right.
are obviously in
right.
New England. You're on the road. But how do you keep your mind right, your body right,
mm-hmm.
where you're ready to roll, but you also don't – you're not cooked by 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, how hard is that?
You wake up early.
Yeah.
You grab a little – I don't eat too much. But you got to wake up, get going. We probably going to have I don't know if we're going to have meetings or not. We'll see. But if we have meetings or not, you know, you just kind of get your body going. For me, I got to pray, you know, and that's probably my only – dead set routine, because even since I was in high school, I'm not superstitious, but to make sure I don't be superstitious, I don't do the same thing every game.
I purposely
don't do the same thing every week, and I always been like that because I don't want to what I don't want to happen is I don't want to not do something and then it be in the back of my mind during the game.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, no,
if you never do it, it
exactly.
can't be something. Yeah.
So my mind be,
interesting.
Yeah, my mind be whatever I do, whatever I do, it don't matter, because we're going to come out here, we're going to ball.
I would say you're the exception, man, because athletes are very superstitious.
Yeah, yeah. So I try not to be superstitious at all. You know, I try to do something different every game.
How much, we just had a bunch of folks come up, you know, one guy had his Phillies hat on. Do you watch the other sports too? Do you know what, do you pay attention to what's happening with the Phillies?
I do. So I'm going to be honest, I don't watch baseball until it get cold. So, unless I'm there in person. So I don't really watch. I keep up with the how they playing and the scores and everything, but I don't really watch baseball on TV until they get cold.
Okay. And now how about, like, you said you're a fan, obviously. You'll be watching tonight, mm-hmm. et cetera. You keep a closer eye on the NFC East, like what the Cowboys are doing, you know, with the Giants, what's happening with Washington. Do you do that, or is it, man, I got to worry about me, I got to worry about us?
For me, I look at me and us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
is always focusing on what we got here, you know, our team, and how can we get better. But no, when I watch other games, I do watch my other guys. Like,
we are got, you like, always scouting, basically? Like, you're
yeah,
always
I mean,
looking?
I do scout, but you know, sometimes you want to watch it as a fan because I got a lot of guys who went to Georgia who are in the league now.
Yeah.
So it's like tonight, you know, you got Malik Heron who played for the Chiefs. So I'm going to be looking at Malik while he out there on that D-line. So little things like that, I want to see my guys, if I can, you know, congratulate my guys and have them make some plays.
That's pretty cool, man. Well, just back to the Patriots for a minute. Pretty formidable tight ends and pretty good running backs, man. You know, with Henry and Gesicki, and then, of course, the running back, Stevenson, and Zeke. So tell me a little bit about what these guys bring to the table and what you're going to have to, you know, potentially be dealing with them.
Yeah, definitely the running back room, like you say, they got some good backs. Mm-hmm. They got some good big backs. They got Zeke who's been in the league for a while. You know, been in the league for a while, who knows the game and knows how to run the ball with. And you got Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah.
I actually trained with him a little bit. Over this offseason, so. You got him. He good running. You
yeah, see, he is. He, underrated, I think.
For sure. He had a thousand yard rusher last year. So he definitely a good runner, good big runner who runs big. He runs behind his pads. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to have to tackle big. They got good wide outs, and with the addition of Gesicki, the tight end.
Yeah.
He definitely adding to the
good
to
receiving
that,
tight end.
Yeah,
he can get after
game. Yeah, definitely athletic. Add to their receiving game. Then, like you said, they got Juju. They added a receiver to their receiving game. So, you know, Mac Jones got some pieces to, you know, sling it around. So, we just got to make sure we sound and go with our game plan.
I'm sure some of Juju's social media posts haven't been lost on some of the guys.
You know, I don't get into that.
I'm not going to get you in trouble, man.
Yeah, I don't get into that.
I was me saying that, not Kobe saying that. Do you still get nervous game day? Is that something that's kind of out of your system, or is it a good thing for you?
No.
Some guys say, I want to be nervous. It means I'm alive, man. I'm in it.
Yeah, you get a little nervous. So I used to get real anxious,
bad, like anxious, like bad nerves.
Yeah, so I used to get real anxious, but I was fighting through. I used to pray about it, and my anxiety kind of toned down to the point where my last year in college, I didn't get anxious at all, and I almost thought it was bad.
What did you do for that? Because I know a lot of people that would work for it. Do you do anything? Meditate or anything?
It was prayer and just breathing for me. Prayer and just breathing. So I just had to. It just worked for me. So I didn't get anxious at all. But then sometimes I wanted to be anxious.
You're like, am I too calm here?
Yeah. Sometimes I want to be anxious. You know, you want to be chomping at the bit. Like, I want to have chill bumps in the locker room because I'm so ready to go.
Do you think you might have them this time because it's your first time as a starter?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I'm definitely going to be ready. And I'm definitely – I didn't add it. You know what I'm saying? Over the last season, I added that them little chills, them little – anxiety
starting back. To come
it's
back a little.
It's the good anxiousness, but as soon as that ball get kicked off, it just go away.
Well, I always say either the first kickoff or the first time you hit somebody.
Exactly.
Then it all goes away. Exactly. All right. Hey, N'Kobe, we wish you all the best, man. We're looking forward to hanging out with you, and we appreciate you spending a couple minutes tonight.
Yeah.
I know you're going to crush it, man. Good luck this year.
Appreciate you.
All right. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
We want to thank our guys here. Thanks to everybody here at Chickies and Pete's. Of course, Dave Breitmeyer, our man Taz, all of our sales folks, and, of course, our guy Pete. Doing it as always. Back in the studio, Dan Wilson. All right, stay tuned. We got the Lions and the Chiefs coming your way next. That's going to be a fun one. That is for sure. But, man, I think I speak for everybody. The season is coming. It's finally here. And thank the football gods, that's for sure. I'm Rob Ellis. Appreciate everybody coming down here to Chickies and Pete's. Everybody listening back at home. And, yes, Lions and Chiefs coming your way right now. Enjoy the game, everybody. Players Lounge, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, Bud Light.